It's 11:30. This is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Kristen Annable. It's 3 degrees and chilly outside our East York studios. In the news today, residents near York University are still reeling from the shocking death of student Juan Liu. The strangest part of it, the attack was witnessed via webcam on the other side of the world. Chinese national Liu was chatting with a friend from Beijing when an attacker came into her room. Her friend in Beijing witnessed the struggle. Liu was found dead at 11 a.m. Friday. Her cause of death is unconfirmed, but reports today say her attacker may have been stalking her. In other news, the right-wing media finally has a voice in Canada. Sun TV News made its debut last night. Hoping to challenge the CBC's dominance over Canadian news, Sun TV had numerous segments in which they accused the public broadcasters of not being upfront of where their money is being sent. Many viewers were also surprised to see Harper attack ads air during commercials. Liberal Party President Alfred Apps told The Globe that the price was right for the ads and they wanted to do their bit for balance in the media. In election news, Justin Trudeau made his way to the GTA yesterday. He stopped by some of the tightest contests in the area. He stopped by the Brampton-Springdale riding to lend his support to incumbent Ruby Dalla. She has been in the hot seat lately over alleged trouble with a nanny. And in East York election news, Don Valley West Liberal MP Rob Oliphant expressed concern over Stephen Harper's spending priorities of an extra $50 billion when the country is already in major debt. He also believes that Harper is ignoring the important issues.
Not only do we have a $53 to $56 billion deficit, he's got $50 extra billion he wants to spend, ignores public pensions, ignores national daycare, ignores family care, and ignores post-secondary education.
The Harper government has a strong possibility of being on Friday either on the vote or the federal budget by the three opposition parties or by a liberal non-confidence motion. And in international news, Syrian forces opened fire on a crowd of demonstrators yesterday. There were numerous injuries, but so far, no official numbers are confirmed. So far, at least 200 people have died in clashes with the government since last month when security forces started cracking down on anti-government movements. And that is... And in other news, the turmoil in Libya and the Middle East is causing an increased rising price of crude oil and making prices at the gas pumps even higher. Residents of Scarborough are affected and are unhappy. Observer Radio News' Christina Chung has more.
Scarborough pumps are not being left behind as turmoil in Libya and the Middle East raises gas prices. According to the International Energy Agency, Libya is the world's eighth largest oil supplier and the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Although Canada does not get its oil from Libya, it is still affected by low oil supplies. Scarborough resident Sharon Harbins is being affected by the gas price hikes and says it's beginning to change her lifestyle.
It's affected me very badly. I really have to watch now where I go, what I use the car to do, and starting to really change my life and the way I do things. And something needs to be done soon. It's a scary situation.
Students are also feeling the pinch. Anne, a full-time student at Centennial College, can no longer afford her car.
I used to drive a Ford Explorer. It was costing me approximately $200 a week in gas just to get to and from work. And I couldn't afford it. It was like $800 to $1,000 a month just on gas, so I had to sell my truck. I think it's outrageous. It's too expensive.
McMaster University student Tanya Souza drives every week to visit family and friends in Scarborough. She also commutes to work near Queen Street West every weekend. Souza expresses her frustration with the unstable gas prices.
It does piss me off, though, that when I do fill up, it's costing me over $50 to fill up a car when I don't think it should be like that. I think it's also ridiculous when it goes from like $1.15, $1.16 one day to like over $1.23 the next day.
Stock market speculators predict prices will continue to spurt due to the continued unrest in Libya. With the weather getting warmer and more people on the road, experts say driving could become even more expensive. Christina Chang for The Observer Radio News.
And that's your news. Now, turning to sports. The hockey playoffs continued last night as the Bruins played the Habs in Montreal. The Habs made a third period comeback, but it wasn't enough to overturn an early Boston 3-0 lead. The Bruins held on to win 4-2, but Montreal leads the series 2-1. And looks like it's elbows up for Chris Kunitz. The Pittsburgh Penguins may have beaten Tampa Bay 3-0 in Game 3, but officials are looking into the Penguins forwards' elbows to the Lightning's Simon Gagné last night. It's up to the league to decide if there will be punishment. The league chose not to dole out a suspension to Vancouver's Raffy Torres after a headshot to the Hawks, Brent Seabrook, on Sunday, so we'll see what happens with this one. And it was a miserable weekend for the Jay. A miserable weekend for the Jay continues into the new week as Toronto was spanked 9-0 by the Red Sox in Boston yesterday afternoon. After dropping 3 in a row at Fenway Park, the Jays now begin a homestand against the New York Yankees at the Rogers Centre. Kyle Drabek gets the start for the Jays, while ex-J A.J. Brunette counters for New York. And in NBA playoff action, LeBron James helped the Miami Heat soar to victory over the Sixers in a 94-73 victory. James led the way with 29 points. In Chicago, the Bulls took a 2-0 series lead over Indiana, thanks to 36 points from Derrick Ross. And lastly, in entertainment. Move over, Charlie Sheen, because Nicolas Cage has unseated you for Story of the Week. Cage was arrested in New Orleans after him and his wife got into an altercation on the street. The reason for the fight? Whether or not the apartment they were standing in front of was theirs. And if that isn't enough, guess who posted his $11,000 bail? None other than Mr. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Dog said he was only performing his duties as a bondsman and is a dedicated Cage fan. Cage is also in a lot of trouble with the IRS. He currently owes more than $14 million in unpaid taxes. Maybe he should start his own violent Torpedo of Truth tour for some extra cash. And that's it for your news. I'm Kristen Annable. For more news, turn into observernews.ca. Thank you.